Good morning, and welcome to Community Morning Prayers. My name's Matt, for those who don't know me. Shall we just pray briefly? Thank you, glorious Father, that you're here with us today. Your word says when two or more are gathered, you will be in our midst. Thank you for that gift and that blessing today. I just pray you come and meet with us this morning. And I just pray, Lord, you bless my words. I always need your blessing, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We are in Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20, on the bottom of page 1000 in the Pew Bibles, if you want to follow along. Entitled The Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in earth and on heaven has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." I'm sure this is a very familiar portion of Scripture to a lot of us here. This very much is a graduating address of Jesus to his 11 remaining students, where he commissions them to go make disciples. For me, these verses are a pivotal life passage for me, particularly verse 19 and the word go. I grew up reading books such as Chasing the Dragon or by Jackie Pullinger, The Cross and the Switchblade by David Wilkinson, and more recently, Kisses by Kate by Katie J. Davis Major, where all these angels did all go, leave their homes and enter the mission field. Some overseas. However, today I would like to concentrate on the words make disciples, again found in verse 19 as well. Alternative words for disciple are learner, follower, pupil, student, and apprentice, who will all accept the teachings of a leader and try to abide by them. Recently, I came across the first century phrase, walking in the dust of my rabbi, in relation to discipleship. It means the disciple would walk closely behind his rabbi, so much so they would have the dust of the rabbi upon them. For the relationship would be very intimate. The disciple would leave their family, their life, and their work, and devote their entire life to being with their rabbi. The disciple went everywhere the rabbi went, the disciple listened to the rabbi's every word and interaction with others. The disciple spent his entire time learning from their rabbi. The disciple would imitate everything about his rabbi because he wanted to know what he knew and be like his rabbi. My question here is, how filthy are you from the dust of your Rabbi Jesus today? Do you walk and talk with him? Do you stink of Jesus? Secondly, it's a biblical principle. Jesus, as we see, had disciples who in their turn had their own disciples. We see the Apostle Paul had Timothy, Silas, Barnabas, John Mark, to name just a few, who accompanied him on his journeys. Another question for you today is, who are you pouring your life into? Who are you teaching and journeying with? I just leave you some time for prayer and your thoughts. To end our time today, I'm going to play a song, just so another way of meeting with God this morning. After its conclusion, breakfast, I hope, will be served downstairs. Thank you.